how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With your case, they advocate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. Welcome, welcome. I am he, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, also known as the Paul Revere of talk radio. And I am awaiting the appearance of my co-host, who, as you know, is Patrick Henry, and that is Scott Smith, on this Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. And do we have Scott Smith yet? He's coming. He's dialing. His little fingers are now hitting those digits on the phone as he's joining me. I'm on an ISDN line, and he's calling in on the phone. Well, if this keeps up, we'll have to get him an ISDN line. He'll sound a lot better, right? But, of course, it's only once a week right now, so we'll see what happens anyway, right? A lot to talk about, obviously, every night that we're on. And he is there right now to talk to us. Scott Smith. Hello, Scott.
Rick Adams, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay, and you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm here with you, brother, and I'm happy about that. And all these people out in Republic Broadcasting. Happy to have a chance to speak with everybody and
Amen.
Talk about the issues of the day, because there's many of them.
And certainly, as you know, for quite a few Friday nights that we've been together, we have talked about, in our opening salvos, things pertaining to the most precious right that we have, the right to keep and bear arms. And this is no exception. The Second Amendment Foundation from Bellevue, Washington, Scott, has basically said today that the Court of Appeals, the U.S. Court of Appeals, for the District of Columbia, did the right thing by setting the stage for filing of legal briefs and oral arguments in a challenge to the long-standing handgun law ban in Washington. How's that?
Well, it's about time.
We waited a long time.
Right. I mean, for people not to have the ability to protect themselves, especially in today's, I don't know, lawlessness.
Uh-huh.
This total lawlessness. This idea of libertine liberty,
mm-hmm.
to me, is moral lawlessness. And to disarm people in the face of that, like they did down in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
that's a crime.
Right. And now the tide, if I may use that expression, is once again turning in the favor of the Second Amendment. And that is a great heartening thing, because I think the one right that most Americans will not give up without a fight, will not just roll over and play dead on, is the Second Amendment right. And, you know, even in liberal Massachusetts and liberal Rhode Island and Minnesota and other parts of the country, you know, people have embraced their God-given right to keep and bear arms, largely because it's a personal issue with them, Scott. Personal.
Right. I was talking to a police officer a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he knows I have guns and what have you. And take a break, Rick?
Yep. Hold that thought. We'll come back with the cops and Scott Smith and Rick Adams. We'll be right back. Coming up in just about 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
You know what that is. That's Patrick Henry sounding the alarm. And with him, of course, his cohort, you know who that is. Scott Smith, the Paul Revere of talk radio. I'm just kidding. A little role reversal tonight, Scott.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
I have something from Patrick Henry.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, don't you want to get into your policeman story first, or do you want that to wait?
No. We can get into the policeman story. It's pretty short. It's not a big deal.
Okay, do that, and then Patrick Henry's quotes. Patrick. Yes, I'm Paul Revere, your Patrick.
It's Friday.
Yes.
But anyway, you know, they know I have a gun now because I ended up having to use it a couple of months back.
That's right.
In town. Mm-hmm. To protect my wife and myself from physical bodily harm from a charging Rottweiler. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this policeman in the local hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And got to talking about, you know, I have a gun and I carry it. And he goes, yeah, you're a businessman. You need it. And I looked at him and I said, no, I'm an American. No, it has nothing to do with being a businessman. And he just kind of looked at me and walked away.
Mm.
But, you know, we're Americans here, and this is part of the rights that...
Well, what does it have to do with business?
Well, I got to protect myself from the criminals who want to take my money.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a businessman to want to exercise your God-given right.
Exactly.
To defend yourself.
Exactly.
But see, that's how we're brainwashed into thinking, aren't we?
Well, this particular person happens to be either a second or a third generation immigrant who happens to be a police officer. He was born here. He's an American citizen. I don't think that they have that level of, you know, seven generations of Americanism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the problem in the delusion of our country, and it continues.
It certainly does, yeah.
Because I really don't think that this individual had been brought up with the correct concept of what it means to be an American, mm-hmm. because he hadn't learned that multi-generationally coming down. And it, you know, mm-hmm. it requires that kind of thing. To really get a handle on what it is to be a member of the United States, a citizen.
Absolutely true. And, you know, I think of the people that fought, bled, and died so that we could talk like this, you know, and we're coming up on Veterans Day, and it's certainly a very somber day. We have to remember that many of these guys and these now even women have been put on the front lines for these globalists and internationalists and gave their blood, and then some stinking politician comes along, some filthy, dirty bureaucrat, and tells them to give their guns to him, some FEMA-crat, some politician in Washington, you know?
Right.
That is the ultimate insult, Scott.
Right. It absolutely is, Rick. But, you know, as they go ahead and try to implement this new world order, these international gangsters who perpetrate these crimes upon, you know, the cattle, the goy,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have to disarm us. And, you know, even if they do disarm us, look what's going on in France right now.
Mm.
I mean, there's 8 days, 9 days of rioting where they're burning down bus depots and schools, and they can't control a bunch of kids. In France, in Foufou, France.
Mm.
And these guys think they're going to come here to the United States of America and subdue. They're not going to.
Well, like I said before, you know, many times, it won't be just coming to the door, grabbing the guns. It's always during a crisis situation, an attack, a storm, a hurricane, a natural disaster, a flu.
Right.
A bird flu, whatever it may be, whenever there's chaos, out of chaos come these grand design, these grand attempts
right.
to disarm us. And that's what it'll be. It'll be an all-at-one-time thing, and as it was in Louisiana, taking advantage of the dislocation, of the chaos, of the crime, and saying, hey, sorry, ma'am, you've got to hand over your gun to us. But the American public, you know, is still not that brain dead to surrender their most precious rights.
Some will, of us aren't, Rick.
Some will, but many will not, my friend.
It's, you know, Patrick Henry, you know, he wrote...
Yes.
He didn't write a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a couple of things to say. And one of the things he talked about was the difference between Christian forgiveness on a personal level
mm-hmm.
and forgiveness on a national level. And, you know, he takes it different when you're dealing with somebody personally versus when you're dealing with your country. And here's what he had to say. He goes, this is a quote, "I know, sir, how well it becomes a liberal man and a Christian to forget and forgive. As individuals professing a holy religion, it is our bound duty to forgive injuries done us as individuals."
Mm-hmm.
But when in the character of Christian, you have the character of patriot, you are in a different situation. Our mild and holy system of religion inculcates an admirable maxim of forbearance. If your enemy smite one cheek, turn the other to him. But you must stop there. You cannot apply this to your country. As members of a social community, this maxim does not apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider injuries done to your country, your political duty tells you of vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive as a private man, but never forgive public injuries. He goes on to say, observations of this nature are exceedingly unpleasant, but it is my duty to use them.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, straight from the lips of Patrick Henry.
That's and there's a man who really and truly was a Christian patriot.
Right.
Thank you, Patrick.
And a radical among radicals.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when they passed the Constitution after, in like 1788, that time frame, 10, 12 years after the start of the Revolution,
mm-hmm.
he got up and admonished all of them that they would give away the freedoms that they had fought for to this Constitution. He was against the Constitution.
Absolutely.
In the form that, and there was a another speech he gave relative to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to follow what Patrick Henry is saying, because he, when he spoke, inferred a level of intelligence and self-evident knowledge that is gone from the public today, that was there at the time that he gave that speech. These people knew what he was referring to. And today, if you read it without having a good fundamental understanding, it's difficult to understand what he was saying.
That's absolutely right. We're living in a different frame of reference, that is the average American, who cannot appreciate the spirit, the fervor that existed at that time, my friends. And
mm-hmm.
That is true. And thank God for the few that can understand it and empathize with it, if you will. Now, before we get to our phones, and people are, I guess, already lining up, I there's a couple of more news items that I'd like to go through. In fact, there's several more. And as you probably heard, I'm sure you have, Scott, I haven't read it yet, but I'm probably going to read it at some point. And that's Peter Schweitzer's new book, Do As I Say, Not As I Do. It just hit the number two spot on Amazon. And, of course, Al Franken, Michael Moore, Hillary, Teddy, all of them, of course, are now upset that it's been exposed. The great ivory tower man, the man of conscience, the man of principle, filmmaker Michael Moore, has made a career out of trashing corporations and said he does not own any stocks due to moral principle. Well, this author, Peter Schweitzer, uncovers IRS documents showing that Moore's very own foundation has bought stocks in some of America's largest corporations, including Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all these people were singing his praises when he came out with his, 9/11 film. And I was not one of them. I just stayed clear because I said, I know where he's coming from. He's playing the game. You know, it's part of the dialectic, extreme left, right wing, whatever. They're all going back and forth over George Bush and that evil war. Well, 9/11 included. Mr. Schweitzer apparently, has revealed some glaring contradictions between the public stances of this man, including Al Franken and Nader and Kennedy, the rest of them, and what they say. Do as I say and what they do. So I just thought I'd mention that. It's on our site, rbnlive.com, by the way. There's some discussion of it here. So I just thought I'd mention it. And there are many examples, such as Bowling for Columbine, the attack on American right to keep and bear arms, and so forth, that have now come back to haunt him. And it's just like you have said so often, look at the Kennedys and how they despise the peasants' right to keep and bear arms. Yet you'll always find arms plentifully available and security well armed at the Kennedy compounds.
Right.
So that goes without saying, doesn't it, Scott?
Hypocrites. They're hypocrites.
And Jesus spoke of them.
Right.
As you know quite well.
Right.
All right. 800-313-9443 is the magic number right here on rbnlive.com. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America with Scott and Rick, and you can join us right now, anytime. Lots more to interject, by the way, so don't miss out. Coming your way, some lively discussion and some food for thought. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Well, there you have it, Scott Smith. There's your man in the White House.
Mr. Knucklehead.
Down there south of the border, and he's being certainly entertained by a lot of, as you know, a lot of opposition, a lot of demonstrations, and Mr. Chavez and company are saying that he is an imperialist, and America has become an imperialist nation. And you know, as much of a communist as Chavez is, he isn't entirely wrong. In fact, he's right on
well,
this.
Isn't he a democratically elected socialist?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's an out-and-out Marxist, make no mistake about it. But, you know, anyone who loves Fidel Castro is not my idea of a real gem of a patriot. But in any event, even a clock that's broken, Scott, is right twice a day.
Well,
and that's the way I look at Chavez and those down south of the border.
As far as I can tell, Chavez is going to do more for the people of Venezuela than these international criminals who want to take over the oil down there.
Yes, absolutely. So,
and he's got the guts every Sunday to get on the television for anywhere from 3 to 5 hours and take calls from anywhere in the country. Anybody can say whatever they want, you know. Right. And, he just gets up there and they say he has he just answers everything and... That'd be a nice change from George Bush, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, we could go back to the fireside chats of FDR,
Ugh.
And get a lot of fire.
and a lot of coal.
No,
right now, let's go to Rita, my friend and yours, Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita. Welcome to the program.
How are you, Scott? And Rick.
Yeah, that's me. You forgot me.
No, not really. I'm just getting older, you know, and the brain just doesn't work all that great anymore.
I know. I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
You know, I've been listening to comments, about, where are the churches and things like that with regards to speaking the truth and also standing up for truth and justice. And I believe that people, if they really would look into some of the infiltration of the various churches, you're going to find the Freemasons have infiltrated the churches. My primary education came from the state of Virginia, and I was quite surprised in looking at history that most of your Baptist ministers in the state of Virginia in the 18th century, the early 1700s, etc., were Freemasons. The book Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Panay, exposes the infiltration of the Catholic Church by Judeo-Freemasonry. And, I firmly believe that the morals in this country, the Jews control the media, they control the entertainment, I also believe that they have control over the teaching profession. And what really concerns me right now, And I don't see anything. I don't see any way of stopping it. I just see it as a situation getting worse before it's going to get better. But apparently there is some kind of a case going through the federal system, because I caught the news about how the Federal Court of Appeals have ruled that parents do not have the right to control sex education in the public school system.
Yeah, that was a decision I heard of the other day.
And I thought to myself, you know, there has been a push to legitimize sexual deviancy. And I'm a firm believer that, back in the 19... Let's see. I remember I was a young child, but I remember in the state of Virginia when the parents were in opposition to hijacking the school systems by the federal system, they closed the... Many of the parents withdrew their children from the public school systems and established private schools.
Yes, they did.
And I think that is going to be most essential in as far as parents who are concerned about not having their children traumatized, you know, by this type of sexual perversion that is being introduced to them.
Right. And Rita, they even take this whole perversion to a new level through this peer mediation and this peer review type thing. Are you familiar with that?
Not really, but I have heard of the old saying, you know, if you start wallowing with the pigs and you're trying to get out, you still smell like one. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
And I never, you know, that peer stuff is just another form of sensitivity training, which is a process that the communists have used in order to keep their people in line.
You know Rita.
But you know, on a spirit, you know, but I've got some hope. I really do, because I really believe that God created every soul to be free, and that every soul that any soul that is leaning towards God is going to cry for justice and will rebel against injustice. And I've been sitting back just laughing. I'm so proud of those Argentinians, you know, really exposing, you know, how an unwelcome guest in their country they have towards Bush. You know, I'm watching I'm seeing the daggum riots going on in Paris. I think the Freemasons have done a good number on that, in that state, in that country.
Yep.
And, I kind of remembered, you know, the first Gulf War, you know, you saw all the Iraqis, most of them, you know, just surrendering, you know, because they got fooled, you know, into believing that the Americans were going to be their liberators. And now what are they doing? They're learning the very things that we resorted to back in 1776, like Lexington and Concord. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait for the revolution.
All right, Rita.
Take care.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Good commentary. Hey, Scott.
I like it, Rick.
Great gal. All right, we'll be back. We'll be right back with more right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick and Scott. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I say it's outright rude of the man.
Host is good pal Scott Smith. We got the two of us here, Patrick Henry and, you guessed it, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good to be with you, Scott, as ever and always.
Rick, it's always a pleasure. The more time I spend with you, the deeper we get into this, down this rabbit hole, and I always like going down there. So,
amen, and I wouldn't go without you. I mean, you got the searchlight, I got the flashlight. We're both armed and raring to go.
Good.
All right. Here's one for you, Scott, before we take more calls, okay? According to one publication, and I know it's a left-wing publication, but like I said before, you know, when you make a candle, you take your wax from many sources and then make your own candle.
Know thy enemy.
Mm-hmm. Troops turning on Bush, too. A new poll finds trouble for President Bush and especially his Iraq war policy in North Carolina, which advertises itself on billboards as the nation's most military-friendly state. More than half of North Carolina military members surveyed in the latest Elon University poll disapprove of Bush's handling of the war in Iraq and his overall job performance. Quote, we see that these most involved, those who are most involved in the Iraq situation, the military, are not so different from the general public, after all, and share the same concerns about Iraq, said Hunter Bicot, the poll's director. The poll shows that North Carolinians, especially military families now, are turning against the Iraq war in a big way. More than 56% of military members surveyed at the Elon University poll said they disapprove or strongly disapprove with how the president is running the war. 51% of those surveyed said the U.S. should not be in Iraq, while 43% agreed with the U.S. involvement in Iraq. You know, that reminds me of the stories we read, Scott, prior to going into the war, how a number of generals in the Pentagon came out, and they, too, were highly critical of Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And either they got a tongue lashing, some were forced out to retire,
yep.
Some may have had some accidental falls down the stairs, and others, of course, were just forced into retirement. But they were all ignored. They were all given the thumbs down. Shut up and go along. This is my war. This is the Zionist war. We're going to do it the way they want it. The heck with America. The heck with everybody else. So
right.
The chickens are now coming home to roost, Scott.
The heck with the Constitution. Obey
exactly.
Orders.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly what we have.
Yep. And you know what amazes me, Rick, at this particular time is,
what's that?
Is the Scooter Libby thing. And this guy, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's his name?
Gerald Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick, yeah.
Yes.
So after, like, 2 years of investigating this,
mm-hmm.
all he comes up with is that Scooter Libby is lying about telling a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about the lie of getting us into this war with yellow powder cake nuclear material and all of the outing of the CIA and all of these criminal activities by these creeps.
And they're not about to either.
No, but this guy goes up on charges for lying
mm-hmm.
about a major lie
mm-hmm.
that makes Clinton's nookie under the table
yep.
look like, you know, I don't know.
When you're dealing with an impaneled jury like this, it's pretty difficult, though. You got a bunch of liars, and I think they're all pretty much liars in this administration. It's pretty difficult to prove that they willfully and knowingly did what they are alleged to have done. And Karl Rove is a master of this. You know, he's a real master of deceit.
Rick, it doesn't take a genius to say who's in charge,
mm-hmm.
what happened. And it's nobody's fault. It's somebody's fault. What happened to the presidential sign? The buck stops here.
That's what I was thinking of. That's an impeachment process that should be done.
Absolutely.
I think it should be done, yeah.
Absolutely. The sooner we get rid of George Bush, anyway, that it happens that we get rid of him, the better off we all are.
Well, we may or may not be, though, Scott, depending on what replaces this administration. You know, I don't relish the thought of Dick Cheney becoming president, and I don't relish the thought of some of the others behind Dick Cheney, the vice president, running the United States, or at least fronting, pretending to run it. I think no matter who's up there, he has to be a bought and paid for or compromised individual. That's how low we've descended in our nation's history. We don't have honorable men anymore. We don't have men like Patrick Henry.
Nope.
Men of conscience. We just don't have them. John Randolph of Roanoke and others who called a spade a spade.
Right. And you know, our founding fathers were a bunch of guys who weren't always right in what they did. Some of them had slaves and different other things. But they left their estates, and they left their belongings, and they left their families to fight for freedom from tyranny. And the Americans that we have today
mm-hmm.
do nothing but sit back and allow these tyrants to overcome them.
That's right.
And you know, it couldn't be more opposite today than yesterday. But there will come a time, and I do appreciate readers' mindset that these people are going to get this, whether it's now or whether God does the punishment, one way or the other, these people are going to pay.
As they say, Judgment Day is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming. That day will come.
And it's coming.
And it won't be very pleasant for these leaders who have knowingly and willfully done the evil that they have done. And, you see, you know, you hear the Sean Hannitys and the Rush Limbaughs and all of the other bought and paid scriptists, you know, following the script to a T. It's no wonder their numbers are starting to really drift off now.
Rick,
knowing people are not all that stupid, my
friend. Rick, as soon as these people start making money, doing this kind of thing and out in the public, they immediately become suspect to me.
Oh,
immediately.
Absolutely. Sure.
I don't care who it is. The guys who are making the money doing this stuff,
yeah,
they are suspect.
You know we're not making any money, that's for sure.
We know that. We know that.
In fact, it's the other way around. It's costing us money. And the same thing with the network here, RBN. You know, a lot of people will say, well, oh, I hear that every day. You know, we need money. John Stadtmiller this and John that. But the reality is that John Stadtmiller does pay his bills. He has to pay his bills, and he has to try to keep everything paid on time. And the bills never stop coming in, just like your house and mine. They never stop coming in. The bills come in like crazy. And it's just outrageous, the expense of running a network and running a radio station. I think most people have no idea the costs that are involved.
No, and people need to support RBN. Because there's nothing like RBN anywhere in the world. This is the number one Christian broadcasting radio station in the world. And if there's a better one than this, please tell me about it. I want to know about it because I want to tune in. This is it. And if people don't support it, Rick, they need to. They need to support John Stadtmiller.
Yep.
And I think he's done such an admirable job navigating this ship through rough waters, and keeping it afloat and keeping it on course, that he's in my prayers and my hat's off to him, I can tell you that.
That's right. And all the armchair critics and armchair reformers and people that will, you know, find fault with this or that. Let me tell you, it's easy when you're on the outside looking in and you're not contributing. And by the way, many of those that will criticize, and I'm not thinking of any one person, I'm just saying people out there that will find fault with whatever they find fault with this network or whatever, because it isn't perfect. No one's perfect. But when they find fault, I'll guarantee you those are the ones that have never sent in a contribution, never bought a product, never, you know, got involved with Republic Trading, never did any of these things. And these are the ones that cry the loudest, and they cry foul all the time. And that's just the way I feel about it. I just feel there's so much hypocrisy there.
And people, a lot of these people are still well-intentioned. They're tuned in. They're concerned to the point where they're involved, and that is a tremendously good thing. But you know, when you this is an information war, as the other radio broadcaster would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a war, if you run up to the enemy and you are going to be overpowered, you have to punt and retreat. And if there's nothing, there's nothing heroic about just sacrificing what you have and the future for absolutely no reason when you can live to fight another day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, this guerrilla-type warfare that is being exercised right now in Argentina, being exercised in France and in Iraq by the Iraqis. You know, you cannot beat these people on their own turf, and these international gangster banksters, they're not going to beat the patriotic Americans here in these United States. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Not physically anyway. They can put us into an economic downturn and crush us economically, which is what is definitely happening to us. And, you know, while the stock market stays the same and while they put on this big front about what's going on, we're being flushed down the toilet. And they're actually selling, in the new Senate bill, they're selling our jobs for $500 apiece because they're issuing, they have this immigration policy where if you happen to be a intelligent programmer from India or something, you can get a work immigration visa to get into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done and attached to a budget bill that's going through the Senate,
mm-hmm,
is to increase the number of these people coming in, but charge them $500 apiece for these immigration visas, these immigration work visas. So they're actually, and the United States programmers are totally against this, saying we've got hundreds and thousands of programmers out of work, and you're going to give $500 and sell jobs to India? You're going to sell the, our government is going to sell our jobs to these overseas immigrants, and it's treason.
They've been doing that, by the way, for a long time. With
right.
the Indians in particular, and the special legislation creating this special package for Indians coming here establishing businesses. All across my area, you know, we have these little convenience stores run by Indians, some Pakistanis involved there as well, but we have people, and the you know, the average person might not know this. Well, they must be Arabs, you know, but the fact is they're not, and they have the legislation that has been created, granting them special privileges, special tax privileges, tax exemption, and so forth. And then they send another family member over, and another one, and this goes on in perpetuity. So you're hitting the you're really hitting the eight ball there, Scott.
Right.
And by the way, speaking of eight balls, if you haven't finished on that, go ahead. But if you have, I'm going to move on to another issue. But go ahead. Did you want to add to
No, go, Rick.
Well, you know, we've been talking heavily on this program and on this network about the so-called anti-hate bill, S-1145 in the Senate, how it had been defeated by a vote in committee, and then little Teddy Bear, Senator Ted Bear Kennedy, B-A-R-E, said that he was going to resurrect it and attach it onto the Children's Safety Act, H.R. 3132. Well, as of right now, I'm very happy to tell you, thanks largely to your efforts, all of you out there, that this past week and a half, they blocked movement on this House version of the hate bill in conference, and this was a shocking reversal for the homosexual lobby, a powerful force in the anti-hate legislation and the ADL. So, you know, what's been going on has been a lot of lobbying, a lot of phone calls, a lot of outrage. When people started to catch on, started to hear, started to get involved, that their church may be next, guess what? The voices of the public screamed at their senators, and even Ted Kennedy right now has had to retrench.
Ted Kennedy, that pumpkinhead. He just...
Your senator. Your esteemed senator.
Thanks, Rick. I needed that.
Well, anyway, he's been rebuked now as of October 20th. Now, of course, as you know, Satan never sleeps.
They're never going
to quit. Satan is always going to try to resurrect this. But let me tell you, many in the Republican Party did come through for the right or wrong reasons. That's not the issue. They did respond and assume their role of blocking Kennedy and the hate bill.
Well,
and,
but the poor thing is they still have to get elected every once in a while, you know?
There you go. There you go. So that I just wanted to pass that on because, you know, all you hear, and a lot of people complain to me, all negative, nothing positive. And I don't want to wear that mantra because that's not true. You know, we speak, quote, negatively because we're exposing the negative part of this world that we live in. And there's a lot of negativity to expose. But now and then, people come through and prove that there is this battle going on between right and wrong, between forces of good and evil, and people are assuming their roles. And that is very heartening, Scott. That's very heartening to know.
Right. That every once in a while there is some justice because, you know, if you want peace, work for justice. And the problem is that we have so many injustices inflicted on us by these governments and the New World Order and the United Nations and all of these entities, even these non-governmental, these NGOs, that injustice breeds turmoil and war. But so if we have a little justice, then we'll have more peace. We have to work for justice, and if that means taking some of these people out of commission, then we need to take them out of commission so we can get some justice out there.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. You hit the nail on the head again, Scott. And I see the break coming up. Right now, I'm going to
defer to our listeners and callers, give them a chance now to call in, and we will do that when we come back from the break. Very simple. 800-313-9443. That's the magic number, 800-313-9443. We shall return with your calls, comments, and, of course, we have a lot more in the news going on that we are going to be talking about, and including the UN establishing Holocaust Day. Scott, a favorite subject near and dear to your heart. We'll talk about that when we return on Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here.
It's true, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
You got that right. Oh, boy, do you have that right. Freudian slips will sometimes be most revealing about this administration. Indeed, huh, Scott?
Rick, I don't think he's smart enough for a Freudian slip. I think he's just plain dumb.
Well, you never know. I mean, it could be a little of both, huh?
Well, you know, he's Freudian slip every once in a while. I mean, how many times do you Freudian slip? But every time this guy opens his mouth, it's a Freudian slip.
Mm.
It's amazing. He made one tonight talking to the president of Argentina. What did he say? Something about how it's going to be tough to have people to have this meeting of the Americas, and then he finally looks really stupid. It's going to be tough to have me. And I'm like, oh my God, you idiot! Another one of these statements. Rick will be using that one soon enough.
We'll have to put that on, yeah.
Well,
now from another well-known publication owned by Zionists, the Toronto Sun, this story from the United Nations, the 191-member UN General Assembly has established January 27th, Scott, as an annual commemoration for the 6 million Jews and countless other victims murdered in the Nazi Holocaust. The watershed resolution agreed to by acclamation yesterday after 2 days of speeches is aimed at making the, quote, new international day of commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust, unquote, a symbol against genocide for future generations. How do you like that, Scott? See, they are busy taking up important measures at the UN.
Here they are. They're after Israel's nuclear weapons, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they named. They said that the Palestinian Holocaust can never be forgotten, and we have to put it right next to, right side by side, with the Jewish Holocaust. That's what they've said right there in that resolution. Did you know that?
Well, Rick, what the international Zionists are doing to the world is beyond imagination, that people can be that Luciferian, that evil. And it's these people who are in charge of the Masons. I believe, you know, when Rita says it's a Judeo-Masonic cabal, that's exactly the way I see it. I don't see it much different than what Rita had to say, because I believe these Masons are doing the dirty work for these international Zionists, you know, the chosen people, quote unquote, who believe that they have entitlement to rule the world.
Yes.
This is what they think. They think they're entitled to rule the world, do whatever they want, not have to work, extract their living from the sweat of our brow by creating this phony money system that you so aptly talked about last night with Eustace Mullins.
Yes.
And these people need to be brought to justice in order for peace to exist, and they just seem to be spreading their errors daily.
Absolutely. You know, and this once again, I think, is pointing out some biblical end-time prophecy here leading up to the control of the minds of everyone in this world, that they had better, get down and put their knees on the ground and bow to Balaam. And that Balaam will be right in the city of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about it. That's what it's all leading up to. The hate laws, hate speech, hate crimes. All of this is all tied together by Lucifer and his angels, human or otherwise. So we are going to be watching that. Amen. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, your comments. We'll be back in hour number two of Uncensored Radio Free America, Friday night edition. Join in.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.